My name is Kathleen Russell, and I am the Associate Professor of Pastoral Theology. This is my Advent meditation based on today's readings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, Proverbs 9, verse 10. A life lived in fear is a life half lived, Strictly Ballroom, 1992. Today's readings from Amos and Matthew speak to the consequences of the paths people take. Amos's lamentation over the house of Israel is an inventory of sins, choices made to turn away from God and God's ways. The result is wailing and mourning. In Jesus' parable of the wedding banquet, a frustrated and angry king throws out a guest who has decided to come as he was. The result is weeping and gnashing of teeth. If we take seriously the idea that Amos is speaking to us, and not just to some other people from long ago, and that the banquet guest is more than a literary device, but is instead each of us invited to the supper of the Lamb, then the appropriate response is fear. Fear of justice and judgment, fear of being excluded from the kingdom, and fear of misreading what is being asked of us. The spiritual challenge before us as we enter this Advent season is to be honest about the fear that bubbles up when we admit that we are fallible human beings who sin as individuals and as communities, and who all too often fail to wear the garment of righteousness. But then to realize that we have been invited to live a life of faith, not in fear, but in the fullness of grace, grace once given in the Christ child, grace now given through the Spirit. Let us pray. Most merciful God, fill our hearts with wisdom and gratitude, that we may embrace your love and live our lives for your glory and for the cure of the world.